Oh, yes, of course. There is a thing here. Now, we're asking if you've ever had the...
Oh, go on, Dan, you do it. Well, we started that. We thought we were going to get some response about the highest play with a broken finger. It's the worst condition, in physical condition, in which you ever played a game of football.
This came after some player, I can't remember, whether I had ever game with a slight chill.
Well, you can't get it.
And so we have people ringing up and
this fellow said, this fellow, I think it's called Paul.
You missed the best one, because you had the go last.
Yeah,
you had the best one. Like this
Paul one. Rang up, and he said that he was having treatment when his body was riddled with cancer.
Yeah.
Which involved chemotherapy,
yeah,
and putting a tube sticking out the front of his chest, and then flopped 10 inches down, sir, if you don't mind.
He came from chemotherapy and played.
And we, of course, were saying, by the time we finish with this legend, you'll have scored against Brazil. But
yeah,
he did score a five-a-side match.
In a five-a-side match. He couldn't let his friends in and turned up. In fact, he was in remission, thankfully. But anyway, chemotherapy and everything.
Good man. How about this?
Listen up, everyone. If you ever think you're tough, belt up in the back of the car. Listen to this. We had a fella ring in. His name was Ian. Ian, right? Ian Wright?
No.
His name was Ian Wright, and he still turned out. Anyway,
oh, that's very good, yeah.
Had said it was it sounded like one of the exotic imports that Chelsea bring to our shores. He had some illness which required that his toes would need amputating. Not one, not two, but the full set of toes. He had all his toes off. And then he was toes off, and then 4 weeks later, like, 4 weeks, but he's got no toes. His mates came and saw him and said, "You're playing Saturday, aren't you?" They said, "You can play." So do you? They came up with some quack.
No. Did they have some smaller boots for him?
That's a smaller boot. No, he actually padded his boots.
Oh, but
I found out that happened, that we did a science experiment last week. Anyone who's listening, keeps listening to the end, we know this. I took the headphones off, I'm doing it now, and I tried to run with my toes in the air, because he said the worst thing is steerage.
Yeah.
You cannot steer. And so I said, let's have a go. So, I tried to get up there, right, and I ran, and if you do try and do a quick turn, you go past it. Now, he says, when you've genuinely got no toes, you have to rely on sympathetic defenders from the other side turning you back round again. But otherwise, you keep going to the coast.
So how the hell do they know? He doesn't wear a sign saying, no toes, please turn.
No, he doesn't. But what he asks is, just give us a hand here, mate. And I say, why? And I said, you had your toes off. And he goes, no. So then, you know, who's going to refuse that? So we want other injuries. Now, nothing's going to get as dramatic as those two. I don't think. It don't have to be as dramatic.